Listen, the first thing we do is, I know this group won the All-Ireland, and I know we have a good panel, but the first thing we do is you respect the opponent, and you do your homework. And like, I was very lucky, I'm very lucky with the management team I have. Like, Darren McShane seen Fermanagh four times this year in the flesh, and you know, what the information Darren takes back is absolutely invaluable to the decisions that you make and the matchups that you go with. There was nothing Fermanagh did tonight that surprised us, that we weren't expecting, and that's down to, you know, obviously Darren seeing them. Then you've, whenever Pickles gets the video and he dissects it, you know what I mean. So really lucky when you're working with men like that. There, the level of ability and professionalism they bring to a setup that leaves us really, really well prepared. And you know, we were in a good place this past 24 hours 48 hours, because you know, the work was done at that stage, and we just knew, you know, you had to trust the players at this stage to go out and attack the game.
Fermanagh had their spell. You get two quick scores, Charlie Damon's the second one, and then you get the second goal, put you in some position by half time.
Yeah, the second goal was a crucial goal, because Fermanagh had a spell of, you know, 10-15 minutes where they scored three unanswered points, and they were causing spits of trouble. We felt we were sitting too deep at that stage. We weren't getting out and engaging. And it's so hard to get messages on to a pitch, you know what I mean? But and you're right in saying that breakaway goal that Loughlin finished with such calmness really, really gave us that cushion that allowed us to, you know, dictate the game from there on. And
they had a chance before, just after half time. It was across, I think, Kellum. Mm-hmm. Just Kellum was following it in, mm-hmm. but it was a bit of a let off. And then the third goal, I think Patrick McGurk and Dan Higgins maybe involved in the move. Mm-hmm. Charlie fouled and mm-hmm. Matthew stuck it away.
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely it was emphatic. It was emphatic at that stage, and as I say, you know, we knew Fermanagh were going to come with a bounce in the second half, and it was about how we dealt with it. But listen, the roads that these boys have been down over the past two, three years, and the big games they played in, and the way they've managed them, you know what I mean. You don't have any doubt about their ability to manage a game, and to suffer at times and to come out the other side of it.
I suppose the other result is Tyrone are gone. As we speak, Donegal and Antrim are away to extra time.
Yeah.
And Derry plays the winners of Donegal, I believe. So
aye, that's right.
You don't
right.
know who you face at this stage.
No, listen, there was only one thing in our head, and that was Fermanagh. You know what I mean? As I said, you respect your opponent, and that was the only thing we were thinking of. You know what I mean? And, you know, probably whenever the team was named, I don't know, maybe Derry folk might have looked at the team and they might have thought, God. Like, we had three of last year's minors starting our six defenders, and then as it turns out, we lost Bongo just before the warm up, and Ben O'Connor went into nets. And
that's how late he got the news.
Yeah. And so that was four of last year's minors, who are 2 years young, to go in and play and stand out at that level. You know, we don't have a doubt in that, boys. And we said to the rest of the boys when they were added to the panel at the very start, like, we trust these boys implicitly, and we trust the boys from last year's minor so much that they're ready to play at this level. So, you know, particularly delighted for them men that you know, they've arrived, as far as we're concerned. You know, a lot of their the names aren't household names as such, but they soon will be.